siyazi ukuthi njengokwazi kwethu onkanga they form the majority yabantu abase Zimbabwe, they are under 40, the young people, and we know ikusasa lethu. So kuqakathekile kakhulu ukurecognize ama-aspirations abontanga. Into enkulu sele sikhuluma ngayo kakhulu amalungelo abo, ama-opportunities akhona, njalo nezindaba eziningi ezibophela indaba ze-governance, indaba ze-economic upliftment, indaba ze-employment, nezindaba ezinjalo. Ungakhangela kade kwi-parliament, we are pushing across the political divide njengama-youth ukuthi kube le 25% allocation yama-youth, kungaba ku-parliament, kungaba ku-industry, kungaba ku-business, kungaba kuma-company board, especially ama-parasitas akhodlana lohulumende. Ukuthi uhulumende wenzani ukuthi umntwana bathuthukise impilo zabo. Sifuna ukuthi indaba zemfundo nendaba ze-employment kube zikho lapho esifuna ukuthi abantu umntwana bethu abaningi kumele ba-absorbe into the employment sector, into education, bafundiswe babe nama-necessary skills oringasebesebenza belungiselele ukuthi babe ngawosomabhizinisi, babe ngama-captains of industry, babe ngama-MPs or ngama-president and so on and so forth. That is the major focus ere khona kule meeting.
Isiphatho sabatsha sinjani elizweni?
We have a long way to go. Ambona ngani appreciation yabantu angisebenzi phansi. There is a lot of marginalization, there is a lot of stigma. Ungathuma uyuthi abantu they think about umuntu ozacela imali zamabhasi, they think about the tools for political violence, they think about all the negative. Thina sithi kwenkwela, they still graduate in terms of changing that image. We want a new image for young people. We want the young people to have the promise that they should have. We want the young people to begin to prepare themselves. They change fela, really don't get together. We are able to get together.